people who are coping with arthritis. New research has been released and has been finding that young people with arthritis are at highest risk of isolation and depression than others. Very sad to hear that. By young people, we mean people aged roughly 16 to 34 who are coping with arthritis are the most likely age group to avoid social occasions. They cancel plans due to pain and fatigue, the fatigue that's brought on by the condition. I want to speak to Jacqueline, who's from the Carrickfergus area. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Frank.
Jacqueline, you're one of these young people, so to speak, at the upper end of the level, if you have a suggestion as to what age you are here. But you're a person who's experienced coming through, I suppose, your main years, your party years, your socialising years with arthritis. How much of a setback has that been for you?
Obviously, I was diagnosed at 11, Frank, which, you know, is a kind of crucial age when you're starting to kind of get a social life and all that kind of thing. I'm 36 now, but the 16-year-old me would definitely have not come on the radio and told anybody that I had arthritis, because that would have been far too embarrassing and the stigma that went along with that. I actually missed two-thirds of secondary school, so forming friendships and getting out and about with people was very difficult, you know, and that in itself knocks your confidence and keeps you isolated, and you don't want to have to explain to people why you're in pain, because everybody's assumption is that's an old person's disease. My granny has that, she has a sore elbow, but they didn't really get the context, you know, of what arthritis is and what it can actually do to you as a person, you know, spending prolonged periods of time in hospital, off school a lot, you know, all that kind of thing, and all the pressure that goes along with that. I'm trying to put a front on it, you know. So sometimes it was just easier to stay in the house and not have to answer questions or feel put on the spot about why you're in pain, or, you know, why you have a splint on, or, you know, that kind of thing. It's very isolating when you're young. I'm lucky in that I've came through a lot of that and, you know, work full time and have a great group of friends who understand at times if I don't feel like coming out, and they'll come to me. And I think it's about surrounding yourself with good people who are willing to do that for you.
Yeah, people who understand, people who are prepared to listen to you when you speak to them. When you're in pain, how painful is the condition? What are you going through for people who've never felt what it's like to have arthritis?
It's horrendous. You know, it's almost indescribable, because you don't know what part of your body is sore and what part of your body isn't sore. It's all consuming, and, you know, it's the lack of movement and the lack of being able to get up and do things. And you're sore when you sit, you're sore when you stand. You know, there's no comfort from it at that time when you're going through a flare-up. And that's hard to explain, you know, because people are like, oh, I'm a bit sore today too, but they don't really get it. It's such an intense pain that you can't, you know, I couldn't really, you know, put it into words at how awful it is at times, because it's just all consuming from your fingertips to your toes. It's horrendous, you know, at times. My jaw would have been so sore that I wouldn't have been able to eat or talk. And trying to explain that to somebody would be very difficult, you know.
Well, what's your advice then? What's your advice to a young person who's living with it today, who their parents may feel really sorry for them, that they're just going through this agony? Yeah. What's your advice to the young person, and also to their peer group, to their friends?
I suppose, you know, I'm very lucky in that I had a brilliant family who sympathy didn't come too easy with, but I kind of think that set me up, because it was like, you're not going to lie under this, you know, you need to get up and you need to get on with it, and you're going to be in pain anyway, so you might as well go and try and distract yourself and get into a better mindset, and, you know, have that distraction of friends and laughing and carrying on just for an hour or two. You know, it doesn't take the pain away, but it's a good distraction for a little while from it. And my family were very good at that, and, you know, very good at supporting me. And even if I didn't feel like it, just giving me that wee push, you know, to kind of keep going. Because I think, you know, if you let it overcome you and you start staying in the house, then that's kind of the road to nowhere. I work in mental health, and I see that now, you know, where if you started to isolate yourself, the road would be very dark. You know, it's about just keeping going and keeping in mind that things might not always be like this, and they can get better, you know, with the correct treatment.
Well, it is very good advice, and it's obviously going to be good because it's coming from you, Jacqueline, someone who's lived with arthritis for a number of years. Sarah Graham is from the group Versus Arthritis NI. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, for people who are listening and listening to that commentary from Jacqueline, I suppose the most obvious question is just a definition from you of what arthritis is for those of us who've never had it.
Well, arthritis is, there's lots of different types of arthritis, but fundamentally arthritis is a condition which affects someone's joints. It's a musculoskeletal condition, so people experience a lot of pain in their muscles and joints. And that's just to kind of keep it at its most simple. There is a particular type of arthritis called rheumatoid arthritis, which is actually an autoimmune disease. And so that's the body attacking itself effectively. There's just a broad variety of what arthritis is. And we've been doing a big campaign recently, which is to sort of shine the light on arthritis and to get it taken seriously, because so often people just dismiss it as a bit of wear and tear, just a bit of pain that you get when you get older. Whereas the reality is that arthritis actually affects 1 in 6 people. So we're talking 10 million people across the whole of the UK. And that's just, it's the largest form of disability. And we have had a recent recognition campaign just to shine a light on actually how big a condition arthritis is, and that actually it's time it was taken seriously and recognised as something which affects people of all ages, from young people and from primary school age right up until you know, people in their 70s, 80s, 90s. And that's something which we think is really important, and particularly coming up to this Christmas period.
It's very, very important totally to remember young people, anyone who's coping with arthritis, but it's an additional burden, I'm sure, for young people who just can't get out and enjoy themselves. So for those who maybe are in a family that isn't as understanding as Jacqueline's family, or supportive or as encouraging, what would you say to parents who may be listening, or to young people who have arthritis from your charity's perspective? What should they do beyond going to their GP?
I suppose there's a few things. We would, as Jacqueline's already said, encourage young people to talk about their condition. I mean, our recent research is quite shocking in terms of showing how many young people, you know, 3/4 of young people have already making plans, 3/4 cancelling events coming up this Christmas period, and just and actually half of young people with arthritis feeling embarrassed or ashamed of their condition, because they're, you know, so often people do say it as an old person's condition, and so they don't feel able to talk about it. And I suppose what I would want to say is, please do talk about it. Please join our campaign to help raise awareness of arthritis. Don't be afraid to talk about your condition. Don't be afraid to share what impact it has on you. And actually, you want to join in on social events, but here's a couple of things which maybe your friends can do to help you do that. And just be really practical about whether that's about getting lifts there, or making sure there's comfortable seating at a party. Just be really practical and open about what maybe little simple bits of support that you need in order to help you enjoy that social event or party, especially coming up in this Christmas period. I mean, beyond that, we please do go visit our website, versusarthritis.org. We have lots of information and advice there for young people and for friends and families. Parents, please go online and see that. We also have a helpline which you can access and ask questions. Certainly in Northern Ireland, we have a whole young people and family service here. We have a whole network of young people. We take young people away on weekends, and and actually build up a peer support network.
Okay.
And so there's lots to access.
Okay. Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Versus Arthritis NI, if you want to find out more. Jacqueline, thank you to you as well.